Buenos días, buenos días, buenos días. Welcome to today's Mayito Minute. I am going to start off by sharing a story slash experiment or study that was done, and then we're going to dive into what that application means for us, which, by the way, is super exciting. So here we go. The story goes that there was this guy, his name was Roger. And Roger was in high school and he was doing a chemistry experiment. And he had some chemicals. You guys back in high school, you know, if you remember your chemistry teacher saying, hey, be very careful. Today we're going to be working with these chemicals. You know, make sure that you're wearing eye protection, right? They show you where the watch station is at and all that kind of stuff. If I'm taking you guys down memory lane. And for whatever reason, Roger maybe wasn't wearing eye protection, or he took him up for a while or some whatever, and he got some of these chemicals splashed in his eye, in his eyes. And so the chemicals being what they were, whatever they were, it doesn't say, they caused Roger to lose sight. And so from high school on forward, Roger had to learn to use Braille, right? So, you know, the little bumps where you put your fingers over it and you're able to read whatever a particular sign says, any kind of instructions, things of that nature, right? So from high school forward, Roger is becoming, you know, used to using Braille and being able to read. Now, here's where the experiment comes in. That's the story. Now, here was the experiment. The researchers, they wanted to know something about the brain and the capacity of the brain and, you know, what the brain is capable of. So, but not giving too much away here, but I will here in a second. What they did with Roger was they conducted an experiment where they took his index fingers on both of his hands. So they took his index finger on his left hand and on his right hand, his index finger on his right hand being the one that reads the Braille, being the one that runs over the bumps and is able to read signage and instructions and all that kind of stuff, right? So what they did was they took his index fingers and they ran both of them over Braille while he was hooked up to machines that were reading his brain activity, okay? And what they did was they started off with the left index finger, Roger's left index finger, and they ran it over some Braille. And then they said, all right, let's see what's going on there in the brain. And then they did the same with his right index finger, ran it over some Braille, and then looked at what the brain was doing in that particular scenario. And what they found was that when they ran Roger's left non-reading index finger over that Braille, there was some activity in the brain, but it wasn't a whole lot. So they can, you know, look at brain images and see what areas of the brain light up and all that kind of stuff. This is way beyond my pay grade because I am not a neuroscientist, but they kind of checked that out. And then they went to his right finger and they ran that over some Braille. And then they looked at the image that came out from that particular scenario, and the right index finger, that image just lit up. The brain was just very active, way much so than the left index finger. Now, taking that information, what they were looking at was, you know, is there a such thing as this principle, this idea called neuroplasticity? Neuroplasticity being the idea that, you know, the brain is malleable. The brain can adapt. The brain can grow. The brain can kind of quote unquote learn and figure some things out. And what they were looking at in this experiment was, does Roger show evidence for neuroplasticity? Now, if we go back to what has just happened here in Roger's case, we can say that, you know, because since high school, Roger's had to read using Braille because he was blind because of this accident that occurred, he has trained up, you know, shown his right index finger how to read the braille, and thus the brain has come alongside the body part of his index finger in saying, okay, cool, this is what we're going to do with that right index finger. We're going to read braille. We got it. We understand. And so we're going to, you know, shape the brain in a way that allows Roger, that allows him to be able to do that. And because that left index finger, because it doesn't read braille, it doesn't have to, right? Then that left index finger just performs kind of like a normal index finger for maybe you that have sight, myself, right? Like it feels things, it does things, but we don't have to perform reading braille with our index fingers. And so therefore the image that comes forth, you know, from that left index finger, is a normal. It's normal index finger kind of, you know, lighting up of the brain in terms of Roger's left versus his right index finger. So taking that story and experiment, then what does that mean for us? For you that's listening, what does that mean? And the answer is hopefully encouraging for you. The answer is the following. You have the ability to teach your brain. I know that sounds odd, right? Like, well, how do I teach my brain? But you have the ability to teach your brain, if you want to look at it as changing your brain, to be able to do the things that you would like for it to do. So for Roger, it was like, Roger, you know, was like, hey, I would really like to teach myself how to read braille, because obviously it's a skill that I'm going to need. And as he carried out physically performing that, you know, and again, I don't know what all that entails in terms of training, in terms of learning, in terms of being successful, in terms of failing. As he was doing all of that, his brain got the message and said, hey, you've got an open mind about this. Like, you're really actually trying to do this. You're really putting forth a lot of effort. You're succeeding sometimes, you're failing sometimes, but you're all in on reading braille. Cool. As your brain, we get it. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to come alongside your body and we're going to go ahead and help you be able to do this. We're going to, you know, again, I don't know exactly what goes on. We're going to open up neurological pathways that will allow this to become reality for you. You know, we're going to facilitate this being a part of your life because we can see that that's what you want. And that's how neuroplasticity can work for you specifically. What is it that you want to be able to do in terms of skills, in terms of goals and achievements, expectations, whatever you've got, you can use this principle of neuroplasticity and say, okay, I'm going to begin kicking this in motion and getting the things in place. I'm going to begin doing things. You see, it begins with doing. If Roger were to just sit around and say, well, I'm blind, I'm going to need to start reading braille. I'm not going to do anything with that though. I'm just going to kind of sit around as somebody who can't see, and I'm just going to talk to my brain and say, hey brain, come on, let's get this thing going. I really want to learn to read braille so that I can function normally in society. I mean, if he were to have done that, if Roger were to have done that, he's not getting anywhere pretty fast. Because neuroplasticity has to be coupled with action. That's likely, and I don't know Roger's entire story, but that's likely, I can pretty well assume, that's not what he did. What he did was he said, okay, I've got to go find somebody to train me, or I've got to, you know, figure out who can help me along with this, how I can help myself, and then I've got to literally start doing things that will teach me how to do this. And then the brain said, all right, we're in. We got you. Let's go. And so it begins with doing. So What is it that you want to be able to do? What skill is it that you want to be able to perform? What goals and expectations do you have? What do you want to be able to achieve? And then do. Then literally begin doing. And have that belief and have that faith in the process that you are plugging into and be in on it. Don't do it half-heartedly. Don't try to fool yourself because you won't. The brain is very, very intelligent. And it will say, yeah, I don't know that you're necessarily all in on this. But commit. And then what you're going to find is the brain will get the message. And the brain will say, we get what you're trying to do. Let's go ahead and start helping you there. Let's come alongside you. Let's facilitate that. Let's make that easier for you to achieve. So folks, neuroplasticity, there are way more studies than just this one that was done with Roger. There have been studies done with taxi drivers and how their brain kind of lights up in areas where they need this spatial awareness. They need to, you know, learn landmarks and where to go in terms of driving and kind of all those kinds of things. And then it grows as they become, you know, as they drive more, as they drive these taxis more, it grows. And then when they stop driving the taxis and they retire or they just don't do it as often or whatever, like that area of the brain actually shrinks. So I guess the last thing that I'll say about neuroplasticity is it's great when you get it working for you and you can. So you can develop your brain in areas that will help you achieve your goals and do all those kind of things. But the flip side of this is if you don't use it, you'll lose it. The other side of this is that it'll go away. It's like knowing another language, but then not speaking that language as often because you move to another part of the world or it's just not needed as much or you just negate it. And then all of a sudden it goes away, doesn't it? And then you've got to kind of build that back up. So the same thing applies with neuroplasticity. It's something that we have to work on a continual basis. So work on it. Develop the time and the effort to work on it and understand that it's something that needs to be done every day. But hey, it'll keep you busy. It'll keep you moving forward. It'll keep you motivated. And so commit. Commit to neuroplasticity. Commit to this principle in whatever you've got going on. If you want to share with me where you can apply this principle of neuroplasticity, I would love to hear from you. I love interacting with you guys as the audience, and I love hearing how this particularly relates to you because it's obviously a very broad thing, neuroplasticity, and it's like, well, what am I going to do with it? And all of you have different stories and different ways that you're applying it. So I would love to hear from you and hear how you're going to apply this principle of neuroplasticity to get what you want. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate you guys as always. I appreciate your support, and you know we'll do it again soon. Thank y'all. Till next time.